out here at the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo in the Amon G. Carter Jr. Exhibits Hall at the Will Rogers Complex. A lot of people out here today. A lot of walk by in front of us. And probably the gentlemanly and courteous thing for us to do is make a little bit of an extended effort to meet some of them. And I can scarcely think of a better way to do that than by sending the Cobra out traipsing through the wilderness when we're at our best with the wireless microphone. Corby, do you copy? No, you don't.
What? There we go.
There we go.
Boy, that was a quick
Corby Davidson, the ticket.
I'm right by like 1 foot now from where we're broadcasting. Let's back up 1 foot. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me now?
We have you.
Okay.
You almost ran over that guy.
The range of our wireless is exactly 6.5 meters.
Meters?
Yeah.
You think that we're gauged in meters now? Okay, Mike, did you see this? So for those who've never been over here to the stock show, this is like a giant successful ticket stock, right?
Right.
Like
we used to have those.
Yeah.
Nothing in this scope. I mean, there are so many booths. There are so many exhibits, just stuff everywhere. And it's a lot of like farming equipment and combines and Western wear and what's that jewelry that you find in Albuquerque?
Turquoise.
There's no sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
Yeah,
that's good advice.
A lot of hippie garb here for some of these old broads that are out here.
Mike, those are not hippie garbs. Those are Western scarves.
You could probably
you think
get a...
Those are hippie garbs.
They look like skirts to me or dresses or something.
You think they're selling those here?
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I reckon you could get a belt with your name on it.
Yeah,
yep,
you could.
You probably can. You can also get a stuffed unicorn for your kids to ride.
Raise your... Mike,
what?
These are horses. They
look
aren't
up,
unicorns.
Look up behind you. Look up behind you.
Oh, yeah,
you.
There's a unicorn.
Yeah.
And zebras.
Yeah.
Am I too big? Okay, so Danny, imagine this. So they have these stuffed animals, okay? They're stuffed horses, and they're exactly what you picture. They're about the size of about a typical four-year-old. Mm-hmm. So when you get on them, each leg at the bottom, each hoof, as Mike will call them.
Yeah, a hoof.
A hoof.
Yeah, a hoof.
Beneath the hoof is a wheel.
Yeah.
And you ride these things by, like, bouncing up and down on them, and the legs kind of buckle
yeah.
to and fro,
They had those when we were kids.
I don't ever remember seeing this.
They must
have sold these out at the out in West Texas or something. Well, here's some ladies. Let's see what they have to offer, Mike.
All right, let's see.
And see their scarves and stuff that they're wearing and jackets? Hey, ladies, how are you?
How are you?
Whoa, where are you from?
I'm from Kenya, East Africa.
Kenya, East Africa. I expected you to be maybe not as white if that was the case.
And there he goes.
Oh, no.
Come over
oh,
here. Come right here.
Whiten my palms, whiten my underneath my feet, mm-hmm. narrow my nose.
Now, what are you doing? You live here now?
Yes.
How long you lived here in Fort Worth?
13 years.
Did you move here because of some dude? Some dude that's behind me? That guy?
Texan.
Where is he from?
From Grenada.
Oh, okay, and then
I
you guys ended
in
up in Fort Worth, but you've, yeah, our producer fought in Grenada. It was a tough war.
He bombed Grenada.
Now, do you ever make it back to Kenya?
That means I pooped at the Grenada.
Am I pronouncing it correct? Do I have to say Kenya or Kenya?
I say Kenya because I was born before independence. Mm-hmm. You say Kenya. Just because.
What was it like living under
now,
communism?
How integrated is Kenya these days? Are the runners treated properly?
Yes. I mean.
And there he goes again.
I tell you, I can't hear you.
Oh, my God. Okay. But they are. It is integrated? Like, kids go to school with different colored people?
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't
really. No, seriously.
It was pretty bad, though, back in the day, right?
70-30. You know, 70% black, 30% white, generally speaking. But, I mean, when I went to school, I went to school with eight of Jomo Kenyatta's children. He had 23 children.
That's a lot of sex.
Yeah.
23 times.
I went to school with eight of them. And, yeah, absolutely.
All good, huh?
What was the last marathon she won?
My boyfriend was a black boyfriend.
You had a black boyfriend?
Heck yes.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you ever bring that up with your current guy?
He knows that. Everybody knows that.
I didn't know it.
Corby, Kenyans historically love to party.
How many,
a tire, what do you call it, wheel thing with a piece of stone in it. I'm running it. That was our toy.
Okay, that's good. What do you do for a living
Most
here?
Most people have other kinds of toys.
I book luxury yacht charters.
Of course you do. Of course you book luxury yacht charters.
Any beautiful once-in-a-lifetime holiday, come to me. Lyman Yacht Charters.
Okay, that's a...
L-I-M-E apostrophe N.
That's great. You have kids?
Yes.
So you've had sex, too.
Oh, yeah.
Are they older, younger?
24 and 19.
Oh, they're older.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Did they make it back home to Kenya?
We haven't gone yet.
Oh, my God, you haven't taken them yet.
Look at
you
the crazy
know,
boots
that's crazy.
On that other one.
That's because of timing. You know, you got to go at the right time of the year, and American school vacations don't have the right time of the year sometimes. Now that they're older, now we're going to be able to get going.
I like it. And you like all this cowboy stuff here, don't you?
I love it.
Look at that crazy
yeah.
You look good. You wear it well.
Jackson.
Oh.
You know, fixing to?
Sure, fixing to. All right, let's get this your friend over here.
Yeah.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Adam. I'm madam, not Adam.
I'm madam.
Madam,
you're sweetie, sugar.
Sweetie. Okay. Yes, you're madam, you're sweetie. You can either be madam, sweetie, sugar, or sweetheart.
Or what's the last
madam,
one?
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, no. Bitch.
So this coat, this looks expensive. Did you get it here?
Lazy J Ranch, where they have a store in the Fort Worth Stockyards.
And I've seen that, yeah.
Okay, and Willow Park. So I got it at their Fort Worth store.
That seems to be a jacket that ran you. I'm good at this. You know how people guess weight and age and all that? I don't do that. I don't deal in that trivial crap.
Watch out, buddy.
That's right. Okay, I think
buddy.
That this cost you $469.
Well, typically it would have, but I'm a VIP customer, and it was also on the sell rack, so it was $192.
Look at those boobs.
Did you hear that? Are you with this one?
She's got boobs.
Save
no,
you
boots.
Money.
Oh.
Boots.
Yes. Now, what about these boots?
Boots?
These boots.
Crazy-ass boots.
Incredible. Was this a belt buckle? Yes. The hell? You are so Fort Worth out.
Let me tell you, I'm from Fort Worth, and so...
Frog fan?
This is from Lazy J.
Go Frogs.
This belt buckle and belt. The boots are from Lazy J Willow Park. Yes, and my seven jeans are also from Lazy J. And
oh,
my
God, God, no one cares.
You're really...
This is a freaking infomercial for Lazy J.
No.
What else?
Deep trouble with my husband, but he lives in Austin, so he doesn't know him.
Oh, the husband's not...
What else?
No, it's fun.
Right. See, that's how the most successful marriages work, Mike, where the
yes,
husband travels
right.
and he does what he wants in Austin, and the wife stays up in Fort Worth and
right.
shops at Lazy J.
Yes.
I know. He stays in Austin working, and I travel the nation for the same company, and I shop at both Lazy J's.
Okay, but you don't think that he's out there having fun?
Is anything real?
You know, he has
anymore?
More fun when he sees me.
I doubt
Highly.
It. I
how
really,
long have you been married?
Really
let's figure
it.
This out.
4 years.
Okay,
no,
well, it's kind
of,
you're
of
still in the, I mean, he's probably sick of you, but not as sick as most people are.
Yeah, he's sick when I'm there too long, yeah.
Right. You guys have kids?
Not together.
Oh, dear. What happened?
Well, he won't give up the sperm.
Whoa.
How old are your kids right now, your current crop?
Currently, they go from 16 to 22.
How many are there?
There's four.
Oh, my God,
man.
You cranked them out.
Yes, I was so young.
Wow, you really were? How old are you?
29.
All right, you must have started having kids for real when you were like 21 or 22.
40. I'm 45.
Oh! Oh. Jeez, we're on the air, lady.
We're on the radio, so you really can't say a-hole. You can say a-hole.
Sorry.
Yeah.
A-hole.
So he knocked you up, and then you guys got divorced. You divorced him, though, right?
Yes, I did.
How long were you married?
15 years.
And it ended horribly?
It was just not a very good marriage. He's a very good person,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
I'm
sure
love
he
that
is.
We had.
He's a good father, I bet. Whoops.
We have two beautiful kids together.
Okay, wait a minute. Where are the other two from?
From my new husband. He had two.
Oh.
I said collectively.
I gotcha. I got you. Now, how old are they, the other two? So they're all about the same age.
Well, they range from 16 to 22. So my husband's two are 16 and 19, and my two are 20 and 22.
Okay. All right, you guys going to Bulls Night Out tonight to see the Bulls? Are you going?
Stage at Riata, yeah. We have dinner reservations at
home. God, there's so much money involved with this woman. It's unbelievable.
Boy, it is.
Can you come eat dinner with us? Because he's not here. I need one more companion for dinner.
Just we're good.
Well, it looks like I'm being asked out
like
on a date.
Does she know who you are?
No, she doesn't know who
Tell
I am.
Tell her who you are. Tell her
we're the same age. Ticket.
Say, hey, do you know who I am?
Really?
Tell her you're the
we're
snake.
Both, did you graduate high school in 88?
87.
87, okay.
I was 17 when I graduated.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Does she listen to the ticket?
You don't know what the ticket is, do you?
Yeah, this is the ticket?
You've never heard of it.
Yeah, yes, I have. I work with all men.
Oh, really?
I work for America's Auto Auction. I'm a national sales rep, so it's all car dealers. It's all the ticket, Mike and Mike show, and all that.
Mike and Mike.
I'm not sure that's correct.
She's close enough. She's close enough. All right, yeah, you're on the afternoon show with the ticket. This is called the Hard Line. This show is called the Hard Line. So tell all your car people friends that you were on the Hard Line for a long time, talking about your ex and kids and jacket and asking
boobs.
Me out and all that.
Perfect.
Thank
boobs. You. What was your name?
My name's Corby.
Bill.
Hello, Corby.
Hello, you.
I'm Tammy Swafford.
Tammy, it's very nice to meet you. Have fun at Bulls Night Out. Y'all tear it up over there. Have some more beers.
Wish her luck with her bottom.
Good luck with your bottom. Oh, your friend's bottom. Riding the pony. Look.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Look at that. All right.
Yeah. That's awesome. Adults can have fun here at the Stock Show.
How
was
that?
I guess we can talk to the third member.
Sure. Why not?
What's your name?
Krisha.
What?
Krisha.
Krisha.
Krisha. Like Hari.
Yes.
Okay. What's that name? You have a. Is there a backstory at all? Your parents just decided what the hell?
I don't know.
You really don't know, do you? Where are you from?
At Fort Worth.
Okay. High school and all?
Yes, sir.
Where'd you go to high school?
Saints.
All Saints? Mm-hmm. Private, huh?
Yes.
Interesting. So you grew up moneyed?
A little bit.
A little bit of money? Where'd you go to college?
ACU.
Oh, boy.
That's Abilene Christian, right? The home of Billy Olson.
That's right.
And Billy Ocean.
And Billy Ocean. Now, so where do you live now? Let me guess. You live in, you live by Colonial.
No, sir. I live in Aledo.
Oh, Aledo. That's where all the a lot of people moving out there these days.
Is she with man?
You with man?
My husband, right there.
Oh, that guy.
We own Lazy J where all her clothes came from.
Oh, good God.
Good
That's
Lord.
Why all the plugs came from. That's all right. You did a good job supporting your friend. Yeah, good job. Supporting your friend. It's all good. No worries. So you got kids, too?
I do.
How many do you have?
I have 3 kids, 2 grandbabies.
You're a grandma?
Yes, sir.
How old are you?
I'm 42.
God bless it. When did you have a kid? Like, you must have been 21.
20.
With that guy?
No.
Oh, no. Another broken marriage. So what happened to the first one?
High school sweethearts grew apart.
I bet your parents were mortified when you got knocked up or married your high school sweetheart.
Yeah, had to leave ACU.
Oh, no. Now, and you didn't pass that horror story down to your kids because they obviously cranked out a kid, too, at about the same age.
Right.
Exactly. Was it your daughter or son?
I have all girls.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So how many grandkids you got out of?
2.
From the same girl?
2 different girls.
How old were they when they had their kids?
There's too much math on this segment.
16 and 20?
Whoa.
Damn.
It's quite a pattern in that family.
Whew. All right. Well, you've battled through. Or this is 16-year-old doing okay with it?
Perfect. She's an awesome mom. He's 3. My first boy.
Okay. All right. Well, keep up the good fight, sister. You're doing okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you married a fine young man over there.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with your bottom two, okay?
Okay.
All right, bottom. There they go. There's Krisha and the rest of them.
Krisha?
Yeah. Yeah. Golly, man. And the Kenyan woman. Boy, look at the crowd we've got now.
I mean, the Kenyan woman was fascinating, but the fact that all those other, how do you have kids that young?
That's what happens in the 817.
Yeah. Hey.
Thank you, guys.
That's a kind of.
Cheers.
Cheers, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Kick out the jams.
That
Keep
one,
up the fight.
The one, the second one we talked to, she's pretty good looking.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the thing is, Corby,
taking up that date.
The average age of Tarrant County women that start having kids is probably around 23. In every county you go out west,
it gets younger.
The year goes down one. So by the time you get to Knox City, you're having twins when you're like 11. I know this.
Oh, well, there you go. Right. There's fun times.